Hello, we're going to go over the February 2024 Winnipeg market releases. What's going on in the real estate market? We're going to talk about residential detached homes, condominiums, and residential attached homes. We'll talk about the amount of listings that are on the market, how many sales there are, what the average sale price is, and all that information. And we'll take a look at what the previous month looked like too, as well, talk about what that could mean for the real estate market. So first off, residential detached homes. There's 1,001 or 1,449 active listings in February with 494 sales. So some simple math would give you there's approximately 3 months worth of inventory. If no new homes came on the market right now, it would take 3 months to sell out. Now, what does that mean? That's going to go, I'm going to go into months of inventory, and a month of inventory is a metric to determine the liquidity of any real estate market. And I'll tell you how it's performing and what should happen. 0 to 4 months is a seller's market, 4 to 6 months is a balanced market, and beyond 6 months worth of inventory is a buyer's market. So we got about 3 months worth of inventory. Now, 3 months worth of inventory, you'll usually see a little bit of a price increase, not much, and that has happened. We were down around the $396,000 for an average sale price. It's up at 400,000, but it had been hovering the months before for the last number of months at around 405, 406 in that area. Square footage is always around that 1300, 12, high 12s, low 13s. It actually is up just a little bit there. So condominiums here, 433 listings with 134 sales. So again, just doing some division there, a little over 3 months worth of inventory there. Average sale price at just under $270,000, and average square footage about 1,000. 76 condos or 76 residential attached that sold, and 227 being the number there. So again, getting just right around that 3 months worth of inventory there. Seller's market as well, 357,000 the average sale price. And now this price has really jumped to 357 over the last number of years. We've seen a lot of homes in Winnipeg, new builds being built, single family attached, large homes, double attached garages with them. As you can see, like 1,348 square feet, almost the same square footage as the average single family attached. And so bringing the price up there very close. So those homes are selling in that $500,000 range in the newer areas. Let's take a pop down here. This is all of MLS. So this is the condos, the single family attached and detached in Winnipeg. So 300 and or 798 sales versus 653 in 2023 for February. That's up 22%. Now, yes, you see here down 11% on the 5 year average. Well, that takes into account the great paused era where real estate went absolutely nuts, and you can't throw those numbers in because that was something that we'll probably never see again. So on the year over year average, up 22%. Now, here's something that's interesting. Sales went up 22%, but listings only went up 8%. So that means you're going to have a shortage of listings. And again, we've seen a real shortage of listings in that 21, 29, 2020, 2022 area. So you can see we're up 10% off of that average. And you could tell why the prices shot up so much, where there was a shortage of inventory and a lot of home selling. So let's look at on a residential detached, what the numbers were. 15% increase from 494 to 431, down on the 5 year average. But the active listing price, again, active listings only went up 3%, but the sales went up 15%. Average sale price was up 7%. And you'll see that when you've only got 3% increase in listings, but the sales went up 15%. It's a supply and demand. Pop down to condominiums also here. Sales 21%. Active listings up 14%. So a 7% difference there. So we also seen an increase of 7% in the sale price. And active listings, we are up On the residential attached, again, 62%, and listings went down 7%. So I'm surprised that we only saw a 5% increase here in the price there. Usually you'll see a lot more, and we'll see how next month plays out for that. But what real estate related questions do you have? Is there something that we could help you answer? Is there a video that you'd like us to put out? Are you thinking of listing your home? Are you thinking of buying? If you are, we break down the numbers on the specific type of home that you're looking at so that you know what you should expect to get for your home when you're selling it, as well as if you're looking to purchase a home, what you can expect to be buying that home for. I want to thank you for watching. Have yourself a great day, and talk to us with any real estate related questions.